Hello, and welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm sitting here with Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church, and he will be giving simple and scriptural answers to your questions. Today, we are answering our third question in our series on our great salvation. So, Pastor Tom, the question I have for you today is, what is the meaning of the doctrine of justification?
Justification is a legal term. When we think about justification, it's very similar to our salvation. You know, we believe and we're forgiven, but justification looks at salvation as if we're going to have to enter into God's courtroom, where God is the judge, and where Satan is going to accuse us of all of the sins that we've committed. And we can't deny that. We have to admit that. So how, if we're guilty in breaking all of God's laws, how are we ever going to be pronounced innocent or pronounced good, that is, pronounced righteous, and leave God's courtroom not being punished? And the only way, of course, is that Jesus went to the cross to pay the full penalty for our sin. And then because we put our faith in Christ, God declares us innocent, even when we're not innocent. Now, some people don't like this idea because they say, look, if a guy has committed a crime and he's in a courtroom, the judge ought to be a good judge and pronounce him guilty. Well, that's, of course, what God will do to everyone who goes there and they have their sin and they don't have anyone to forgive their sin. But because Jesus took the full penalty that the law required, God can punish Jesus for us on the cross, then look at us and declare us to be innocent. When God looks at us, so to say, and says, you're innocent now, that's what justification is. It's pronouncing us to be righteous, pronouncing us to be innocent of having broken the laws of God, even though we did. In Romans chapter 4, it says that God pronounces ungodly people to be innocent. And the only way that can be happened is if someone has taken the blame, taken the shame, taken the pain and the punishment for us. And of course, again, that goes back to the cross. It would be wrong for any judge to do this if there were not someone who had paid the full penalty. So justification depends on the atonement. In the atonement, the image was the covering of sin and the removal of sin. In the new birth, it's all about being born, and you picture a baby coming into life, and it's all caused by someone besides him. But in justification, just think about the courtroom and think about the fact that, wow, you would have been pronounced guilty forever and ever because you did. You broke the law of God. You lied. You sinned in other ways. You were unthankful and ungrateful. You were in various kinds of sins that you've done. You've been mean to people. And those are all sins that are recorded in heaven. So God would be perfectly just, you know, to not have sent anyone to save us. But he sent Jesus, had him die on the cross, so that he could remain a just judge and at the same time pronounce people who put their faith in Christ completely innocent. Now, one more thing I want to add in there, and that is that justification, according to the Bible, is by faith alone. It's not by faith plus the good works that we do, or plus being religious, or plus confessing your sins to a priest, or plus participating in the Lord's Supper or communion or anything like that at all. It's only by faith, because it's Jesus who saves us. We don't help saving ourselves. It's all him. It's all of grace. He's the one that gets all the credit for it. And that's why it says in Ephesians chapter 2, it's by grace we've been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one will boast before God.
Because if it's Christ plus something, that's saying Christ is not enough, right?
That's
his
right.
Perfection is not perfect enough.
Exactly, and we know it is perfect enough, so we rest in him. We put our faith in him, not in anybody else, not in ourselves, and we are declared innocent of all wrongdoing. It's really a fabulous doctrine.
And very comforting. Well, thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as many other topics. If you have a question you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, visit the website simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.